Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Steiny.
The thought.
Paid for me. She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. We're efforting get our main man, Bonte, in here. He'll be in very shortly. Working on a little technical glitch, no big deal. Daryl the Guru Johnson by my side, and obviously, sports have to take a back seat to what's going on right now. I think we can all agree on that. What we saw over the weekend, something that needs to be talked about, and I'm just thinking about how fortunate I am, in a way, to work with the two guys that I work with on a day like today, and looking forward to doing a lot of listening and hearing what people have to say. Guru, how you doing, man? And hope you're hanging in there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you, Steiny. I'm not doing well, man. I'm hurt. I'm at a loss of words. I'm scared. You know, I got two black teenage sons. And, you know, just watching what happened to Mr. Floyd. And I could go on a whole list, which we'll get to before the show's over, you know, about police brutality is very concerning. But Steiny, the last time I talked to you, I shared with you and Bonte during COVID-19 that I missed sports and I was down the unknown because we were, you know, in shelter, locked up in the house or whatnot. And life really had changed. And, you know, at that juncture, I was sharing with you two like a diary and the listeners. I didn't know where we were going or what was in store. But what I saw this weekend, Matt Steinmetz, and I know we'll have Bonte here shortly, it hurt my heart, man. It hurt my heart. I understand a lot of people are in pain. And Steiny, I don't want to get too far off the track here, but what hurt my heart is I know everybody's hurting. I'm hurting. But there's some confusion for the first time on my end on who's real and who's not. We saw people looting that didn't give a damn about the cause. They were just out there, all colors, and that hurt me as I sat here and watched TV like it was a movie, The Purge, with more questions as I went to bed and wake up to repeat the same thing and watch it again. And I'm going to say this, Matt Steinmetz, I can go back to Rodney King. I can go back to Trayvon Martin. I've seen this movie before to where we loot, we protest, and I understand. We protest. But Matt Steinmetz, what's changed? It seems like nothing has changed. And in this instance, what we've seen across the country, the world, is severe. I mean, all hell has broken loose. But I got to share with you my heart and my feelings. And I mentioned my two sons. Matt Steinmetz, I don't know if anything's going to change. And this Monday morning, I share that with you as my brother, as you being my friend. I don't know when it's going to change. And the worst part, and I'll end it with this, Steiny, I don't have any answers, but I'm looking out on the horizon and all the media coverage we're seeing, stuff getting burnt, torn up. I just don't know if we're better off. And to me, that hurts. That hurts my heart, and it hurts it deeply.
Yeah, I came into today's show, not really knowing what to say, obviously, and so we got our main man Bonte. What's up, Bonte?
Steiny Goo, how are you guys doing, man?
Hey.
It's good to hear.
How are you doing? Yeah, how are you doing, B?
You know, we talked a little yesterday, Guru, and obviously, you guys, we talked this morning, and as a black person in this country, I just feel broken. I just feel broken. I just feel like we haven't made progress at all. And yesterday happened to be on this date, 99, on this date yesterday, the Tulsa massacre happened, Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Black Wall Street got burned down and over 300 African Americans got killed. And it seems like from that day, we still haven't been able to make progress. A lot of people clamor for Martin Luther King. Well, guess what? We have Martin Luther King. He got killed because he was trying to fight the good fight. He was trying to fight the good fight. So the reaction to what happened this weekend, the reaction to George Floyd, and that's one thing that hopefully we all do on the show today, is we keep in mind that this is all over another unarmed black guy who was arrested getting kneed in his neck for 9 minutes. This is what it's about. It's not about, you know, I get the looting. The looting I don't condone, you know, especially to the mom and pop stores. You know, all the violence over the weekend, I don't condone that. But you know what? People are fed up. They are absolutely fed up. And that's what I felt like this weekend. I'm fed up. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of, you know, going to a grocery store and being looked at like I'm going to steal something. I'm tired, you know, of seeing black kids pulled over for no damn reason and they being handcuffed for a routine traffic stop. I've been that kid. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of people just, you know what I'm saying, not reacting. You know, how long did it take for Armin Arbery to get a reaction for when he was jogging and killing? It took weeks to arrest those white guys. It took weeks. And thankfully, camera phones were in play. Because without camera phones, those guys would still be out there in South Carolina going on about their business. Just like that cop last Monday with George Floyd. And that's the point that I kind of want to just hammer home today, is that it's about George Floyd. It's about Trayvon Martin. It's about Oscar Grant.
Rodney
King. About all these guys. Rodney King in 1992.
Michael
and those
Brown.
Cops walk, and all those cops walking out of the courthouse innocent. You know, it's just, it's tired. And so, look, there was part of me that said, let this country burn. Let it burn, baby. But then there's part of me saying, look, we need to find a way to unify. We need to find a way to make sure that black lives do matter. Because everybody is out here screaming all lives matter. That's not the case. All lives don't matter. They don't. Black lives do not matter. And the way these cops treat black guys over and over and over again, it's just sickening. And so I'm fed up, Steiny Goo. I'm absolutely fed up. And I want to change. Do I have faith that a change is going to come? Right now, I don't. I really don't. Because we've been waiting on this change for years. We've been waiting on this change for years and years and years. You know, before my lifetime. So, you know, fellas, I'm just fed up. And I want a resolution. Because fortunately for me, and I know I'm rambling here, but fortunately for me, I grew up in San Francisco, where I was around every single race. You know, before my grandfather passed away, Webb Tindall, he would take me around. We went to Chinese food restaurants. We went to Thai. We hung out with so many different races that it hit home to me that, look, man, we're all just people. We're all just people just trying to have fun and get a dollar and go on about our business and educate ourselves and do what we dreamed of doing. But unfortunately, it's not like that in this country. Unfortunately, there's not another San Francisco in America, you know? And so it just hurts to continue to see this over and over and over and over again. And to see the late reaction, the fact that the cop got arrested on Friday, on Friday. What are you waiting for, Minnesota?
Because people were upset. If had nobody been upset, Bonte and Steiny, I don't even think he would be arrested. And real quick, not to interrupt, B, there's three other officers that should be arrested. So is this what it's going to take, a couple more days of this, to where they, you know what, let's do, it's the right thing to do. Let's arrest the other three officers. That, to me, fellas, is a slap in the face. Bonte, what you just mentioned, the delay to the obvious, to the naked eye, that you saw wrong. And I don't care what they're trying to talk about, Mr. George Floyd's, his previous jobs. How dare you? That has nothing to do with what we saw on video. And we keep seeing it again. We've had a black president, 2 terms, 8 years, and these things keep happening. And again, here I am barking on the radio, but I'm hurt. I'm crying inside. Bonte, I just told Steiny, I hear your passion. I feel you, brother. But the worst part about this is I'm mad at myself because I'm bringing nothing to the table, Bonte, in regard to I don't see any change on the horizon. They'll clean up the cities. The insurance will pay these businesses out. And I hate to see the mom pops, everything that they work for get destroyed, innocent businesses. I'm not down for that. But at the end of the day, racism is so big. Its rap sheet is so long. It's just not going to get wiped out overnight, and I have the forum. We're talking about it, but I'm kind of mad at myself, fellas, that this Monday, I can't tell you this is what I would like to see happen. It's bigger than me. It's us, all of us, Steiny, everybody included. But, Bonte, I'm beat over the head, man. I don't see anything happening, and that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Steiny, you want to jump in here? Because I know you want to listen, but man, you are our brother. We always joke around saying you get a hood pass because you are one of us, man. You are. And that's the thing that...
You live in Oakland where they were going crazy at. You too, be in San Francisco.
Yeah. So my thing is like, look, the black voices out here, they haven't been heard. They haven't been enough. The Martin Luther King Jr.'s, the Barack Obama's, the Dr. Harry Edwards, the Bill Russells, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, those voices obviously haven't been enough. So we need more voices, whether it's from our white brothers, whether it's from our Chinese brothers, whether it's from our Pakistani brothers, whether it's from our Indian brothers. Obviously, our voices just aren't enough. They just aren't. And that's why people are just, we're crying out for help. What can we do? You try to protest peacefully? Well, guess what? You get rocked. We saw what happened with that in the NFL. We saw what happened. You want to riot and loot? And hell, that's not even all black people who's rioting and looting. You know, so what? Exactly. I don't know the solution. Like Killer Mike said on Friday, I don't know the answer. Is voting enough? I doubt it. I don't think voting's enough. I really don't. So I don't have an answer, Steiny. I don't have an answer. I don't have a solution. All I'm trying to do is do my part, man. I'm just trying to do my part to make this country great again.
I mean, you know, I think about, you know, maybe what kind of person I would be if I didn't have sports, if I didn't grow up in a basketball family. I mean, I think a lot of what shaped me is I was fortunate to at least in sports integrate with other races at a very young age. And I just thought, you know, I always think of the little kids, 2 and 3 years old. They don't, there's no hate in their heart, you know? So what happens? What happens after people start growing up? I mean,
it's top.
I just think of just being lucky enough to carry a basketball around with my dad while he officiated all different kinds of games. Girls' games, boys' games, black guys, white guys, all different colors. And it just, I was just lucky to be able to experience a little bit of that. And I think if more people experienced that at an early age, you'd grow up with a different kind of heart. I know that's the way I feel about it. I just, you know, you tend to fear, and you tend to be angry at what you really don't know, which you never bother to find out about. So, yeah, I don't. It's sickening. It's sickening, and the guy's face, the cop's face, just did like he didn't flinch. It was a routine for him. That was, to me, what was so scary about it. He just, that guy does that. That's what he does. You can't do what he did as emotionless as he did it. It's sickening. And there's just, it's not right. Whether you're a cop, no matter what you are, it's not right. We saw it in front of our eyes. It's not right. We've got to figure something out.
No doubt. And Bonte Stoddy, real quick, I just, with tears in my eyes almost over the Saturday night, I got a confession and an apology to Colin Kaepernick. Because when Cap kneeled, I came at him because I felt like at times, at different times, he wasn't talking enough or explaining just what his cause was about. But you know what? He had. And he said it was police brutality. And then we had people try to supersede the cause and say he was disrespecting the flag and the veterans, which my father was. And I never took it that way. But when it was all said and done, he basically traded in his career to focus on police brutality. And at times I came down his road, and fellas, watching CNN for the multiple hours that I did, because I couldn't turn away, I tried. All I kept thinking about was, this is what he was talking about. This is all he was talking about. George Floyd, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant. And he doesn't have a job in the NFL because he took a knee, the same knee that we saw an officer kill George Floyd with. So that parallel just, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about who are we just as a society to, how is that okay? How are we not offended? How could I even come down Cap's road for one day saying, oh, he ain't doing this or that. He ain't up there with Muhammad Ali. Well, you know what? And I know this is not the way he wanted it to be. For me, he is. And if Cap is out there listening, this black man, Daryl Johnson, apologizes because you had guts. And that's, you had guts to give up your career. And now look where we're at. Look where we're at in 2020. Rodney King was 100 years ago, and we still haven't made progress. And then just last week, we talked about, and we're scratching our head, there's no black owners in the NFL. Are we really that surprised? And I know this is police brutality, but it spreads like a plague in regard to injustice all across the board. And, you know, and I'll end it with this. I've had friends, many of friends that aren't black. Oh, Daryl, why you got to use the race card? I'm not, that's not a card you want to use. And I'm not using it, but they couldn't understand that there are differences growing up in the United States as a minority and as a white person with privilege. And the fact that you're not a minority, you have some privilege. But to ignore that and act like all that what's going on right now, that things aren't happening in the 9-to-5 jobs and the opportunities, it would be short-sighted. And again, all white people and people that are not of color are not bad. I'm not saying that. But for people, and I've lost friends on social media, now is not the time for all lives matter. We know that. But if you say that after we're talking about Black Lives Matter, this is just a PSA. Understand, folks, that makes it look like the BLM is you don't agree with it. And if you don't say anything, Bonte and Stoddy. I know I'm rambling, but I'm just hurt, man, and I'm letting it out.
Well, here's the thing that's so interesting about what you said about Kaepernick. And it's the same thing that's starting to happen with George Floyd. You look at the broadcasts of all these news stations. It's starting to move away and shift away from George Floyd getting killed by a knee while handcuffed to all the looting and the protesting. This is not the answer. Oh, no, we got to find a better way and blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing that happened with Colin Kaepernick. The message went, and we got sound of that. We'll play some sound later on. Because when he first did that, he explained why he did it and what it was about. And you know what happened? All the narratives started getting thrown out his way. All the narratives by these fake news, not even going to say fake news, excuse me, but all the narratives started getting thrown out of there about, oh, well, he's about to get his job taken. He knows his days are over as a quarterback. Oh, can he play quarterback anymore? Is he good enough to be a backup? Oh, he's not good enough to be a backup. Oh, he really doesn't want to play. Why isn't he speaking out? Blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing that happened. And that's why I sit back here with my tea or my coffee. And I sit back here when people say, oh, Kaepernick, man, we should have listened to him. Oh, yeah, gee, you think? You think? Because that was the message that Kaepernick was trying to get out there. That's the message that Kenny Stills was trying to get out there. That's the message that Eric Wright was trying to get out there. They were trying to fight for our people and use their platform to fight for our people to fight against social justice. And the fact that that all got lost, and I'm starting to see the pattern again, where Arbery gets killed a week later. Oh, well, he was in an abandoned house. What was he doing? Oh, well, 2 years ago, he did that. It's the same damn thing. It's the same. It's a never-ending cycle. It's a never-ending cycle. So, you know, Kaepernick, I applaud him. I've been saying on the station since I've got here, the guy should have a job. The guy should have a job. Don't give it to him because they feel sorry for him, but give it to him because he's a pretty damn good quarterback. Is he a top 15, top 20 quarterback at this point? Probably not. But his message was to fight against social justice, and that got lost. Just like George Floyd is starting to get lost. And I want to make sure that George Floyd and his family are never, ever, ever forgotten. We will remember George Floyd. We will remember Ahmaud Arbery. We will remember Oscar Grant. Because their lives do matter. Black lives do matter. And that's the point that, again, I just kind of want to hit home. You know, it's sad that here we are in 2020 and our country is burning to the ground. Because all it took was some officers to get arrested when they killed George Floyd, and we probably avoid last weekend. We're probably talking sports today on 95.7 The Game. Wow. We're probably talking about the NBA and the MLB. But the reaction, or the lack of a reaction, to a man getting killed. You don't think about that. He's got kids who will never, ever see their father again. Their father is going to be on the loop on YouTube. As Killer Mike said, murder porn. They're going to have to live with that. His parents are going to have to live with that. It's not fair, man. It's just not fair. It's not fair. And I just wanted to stop. If the message doesn't hit, if it didn't hit home, hopefully it hit home after this weekend, after what you saw in every damn major city in this country. Man.
I just,
well said,
I think some of it is there's a lot of white people out there that just have never, not only not experienced a lot of what you guys have, but they've never even been, they've never even been exposed to any kind of that, with the exception of the video and things like that. Like that's, if you don't integrate yourself, if you're not educating yourself, you can live your whole life and not even have to deal with this crap if you really want to. But I think what we're all seeing is how prevalent it is, and you can't just sweep it under the rug anymore. You can't.
No.
You cannot look away. No matter who you are or what color you are. How do you look away from that knee in the neck? It's impossible. Impossible.
It is. It is impossible. It is impossible. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm looking at the cover of the LA Times, and the headline is Looters Rampage Across Region. That's your headline? Let's not forget why this is happening. Why this is happening. And I've got personal stories about being pulled over by cops, Steiny. Look, I applaud you, man, for knowing. Because I can't describe the feeling of when a cop car gets behind me. I can't describe that feeling. The music goes down. The windows go halfway down, or
and
whatever.
How old? Like, you're not 21. You're a grown ass man, and you feel that
up.
Way. And I feel it the same way.
I tense up. I've been pulled over. I suck at my guy, Mike Gomez, my brother. We got pulled over 1 year, mid-2000s, on Christmas Eve. Routine traffic stop. My muffler was too loud on the 89 Firebird. You know, it was a little bucket. Whatever. We're having fun. We just come for Popeye's chicken. About to go enjoy Christmas or whatnot. We get pulled over. It's a routine stop. Next thing you know, there's four cop cars there for the stop. And it's like, why do you need four cop cars? It's just two of us. We're chilling. It's Christmas Eve. And the cop, when they looked through our car, they searched and seized us, and they had us, you know, on the side of the road. They just said, man, I thought I was getting an early Christmas present. So I'm not saying all cops are like that, because I got a lot of buddies who are in the force. Hell, the chief of the police, a former chief of the police in the city, listens to this show. He was at Keys Our Pub with this Stiney and Goo. He loves us. There's good
Who's
cops
that?
Out there. There's good cops out there. Joe, I gotta figure out his last name. But there's good cops out there. But all the bad cops there, and the fact that the other cops didn't stop George Floyd from dying, it's an image that we'll never,
and
ever
And that they're still
forget.
Out there, that they're not arrested, fellas. That, I mean, and I'm not, I got to slow down. That's what adds just, it gets me so infuriated that they're not, that you can't just, it's 1+1 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
All those officers should have been arrested, and they're not. And I'm going to say this, and I know we're up against it, Bonte and Stani, but as a black man, I don't have all the answers, but I am getting a little offended because people are on social media, and Bonte, you may disagree with me, and that's okay. Oh, everybody's being silent. You can't make people want to do something. They have to want to do it for themselves. So when I hear all these college coaches ain't saying nothing, okay, if they say something because you make a person do something, that's not legit. What is that really helping? And the cause is bigger than that, but we're focused on so many of the wrong things, and I'm offended by the looters again for the people that are losing their business that they worked hard for and people that are not down for the cause. That part of this is just, it's tragic. And I hope the people that are doing the looting get dealt with. But fellas, I say all that to say is people have to want to come to this cause because they want to from the bottom of their heart, not because we're asking for a handout or why haven't you said anything. It's bigger than that. You got to want to, fellas. You got to want to help the cause.
No doubt about it. Joseph McFadden, former captain of the San Francisco Police Department, big fan of the show. He was at Keys Our Pub. We're Super Bowl weekend.
Gotcha.
Super Bowl week. Yeah, Joseph McFadden, good guy. Good friends with Tim Jordan, our great engineer. Here at 95.7 The Game. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Safeway. We want to hear from the audience. You know, we call ourselves the People Show. You're part of this as well. 888-957-9570. We want to figure out a way to make this country better. We want to figure out a way to just be one human race and not just, you know, alienate certain races in this country. Because I want to believe that all my lives matter. But how can I believe that when the events that continue to go down with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery continue to happen over and over and over again? 888-957-9570, our text line, 888-957-9570 as well. Ian Williams coming up at 11 o'clock, who walked the protest, he was protesting peacefully in San Jose twice. Ian Williams, former 49er, our brother here at 95.7 The Game, will join us at 11 o'clock. And that's all sponsored by Safeway. Let Safeway bring the wineries to you. Find over 3,000 wines from over 500 wineries in store. Double the discount this week, 20% off. All wine plus save an extra 20% off when you buy 6 or more bottles.
Now back to Bonte, Stani, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Former 49er Ian Williams will join us at the top of the hour. He was out in San Jose peacefully protesting. We'll talk to our brother here at 95.7 The Game at 11 o'clock. 888-957-9570, fellas. We got full lines here. There's a lot of people who want to chime in. So let's go ahead and give these people the forum to speak here on 95.7 The Game. And let's start with Esquire in Vallejo. Esquire, good morning.
Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning, man.
When I say my brothers, I mean every male in the studio or my brother and every sister that's listening or in the studio or my sister. Okay? Guru knows me from way back. I'm a black man who grew up in Alabama. I was one of the kids who desegregated schools. So I understand racism way back. A friend of mine last night spoke to me. She said, white people scared now. And I said, they should be. And then I explained to her why. I said, they shouldn't be afraid, scared because of what black people would do to them. This is not a racism issue. This is a control issue. They should pay attention. As the people with power try to more and more bring in their control. I mean, after I watched the video of brother in Minnesota, I watched another video of a 50, 60-year-old white FBI agent being put in the back of a white sheriff's car in Florida with the heat on, okay, until he had to be taken to a hospital because he was there investigating the sheriff's department. Okay, it's a control issue. And everyone in the nation need to pay attention. It's not just, oh, they're doing this to black people. They're doing things to white people also. And what it is control. Once they get control, this is trying to go step by step by the authoritative figures into being a Nazi or a communist state. That's what needs to be paid attention to. As much as the racism issue, it is more than that. And as I got deep about the guru knows I'm a historian. I've been trying to get in touch with you all for 2 weeks on this issue. Brother man going from Tampa Bay to New Orleans. Think back. Way back in the day, there was a quarterback with Tampa Bay, drafted number one, who ended up, to this day, he still holds the record for the longest pass thrown by a quarterback in the quarterback challenge. But he left Tampa Bay because he threw a lot of interceptions. And they found out he was colorblind. And Vinny Testaverde went on to be pretty good quarterback in Cleveland and with the New York Jets. Jameis just got his eyes fixed. Watch out for him. New Orleans may have gotten a steal.
Thanks for the call, Esquire. I wasn't expected. Jameis Winston dropped, fellas. I thought it was going Doug Williams. I'll be snidey.
I thought so too. Hey, you know, I want to tell a little bit of a story, and it involves you guys. It involves you guys, and it's a moment that I'll never forget. So about a year or so ago, when Bonte was coming onto the show, Bonte and I got into a Bonte didn't really get into it. Bonte and I had a little altercation, verbal, in the studio, and it was between. It was during a commercial, and I was in the wrong. I completely lost my composure. I was using profanity, yelling a little bit, and Bonte was there, and he was poised, and he was just standing there. He responded, but he responded in a mature way. And I just, you know, I lost my composure for a couple minutes and just made a fool out of myself and all that. And that passed. And we were talking about the next day or two, we ended up having to talk about it. And the one thing that Bonte said that hit me hard, and I don't know why, you know, I hadn't thought about it up till then, but Bonte basically said, you know, I could never do what you did to me the other day. I could never yell like that in the workplace. You know, I could never, you know, verbally abuse somebody in the workplace like that because of who I am. And it's just always, since that moment, it's just always, like, that is just a small, small, small example of the difference. One of the differences that you guys have to deal with that I don't even think twice about. I didn't think twice about, you know, what I, the fact that you responded in a totally different way, because you have to respond in a totally different way. And that is just such a little story, and it's not a huge example, but it's just, it just goes to show kind of how pervasive it is in all aspects of our life, where it's not the same. The situation is not the same. And, you know, had I never experienced that, or had I never done what I did, if I didn't have the fortune of working with two black guys, like, I would have never even made a connection like that. That, you know, and it's like, you two guys have to comport yourself more responsibly than I do. That's not right. And that's kind of, that's one thing that really hit home with me. It's a small little workplace thing, and we see how big things are right now. And so what I'm getting at is, if it's a small little work thing, it's a part of your life every minute of every day. And I was lucky enough to learn that firsthand. You know, I probably should have been fired that day. You know, who knows if the, you know what, who knows if the shoe were on the other foot, what would have happened to Bonte? But he might not have gotten off with a little slap on the wrist like I did. And I just want to let people know that, like, you got to understand that. It's just a fact. It's a way. It's the way it is. And I'm a better person for understanding that today.
And I got to say, we're a better show because of that day. We're a better show. We, unlike, you know, what happens in this country on a day-to-day basis, Will was able to adjust, get through adversity, and build one of the best shows here in the Bay Area. In my heart, that's how I feel like. That's what I feel. You know, we were able to get through it, and here we are a year later on the platform together, still ticking, still rolling. And I appreciate you sharing that, Steiny, because, look, it took a while to get over that. It took a while to get over that. And it's going to take a while for this country to get over what happened last Monday. It's going to take a while, man. It is what it is, man. It's not fair. How do we make it fair? How do we get to play with the same deck, the same cards? You know, because not everybody's dealt with the same cards. We get that. We're bored, Guru, wherever you were born at, Steiny. We all come from different situations. We all come from different situations, but I learned, you know, look, my situation wasn't great growing up. It was not great at all. But, you know, we take ourselves accountable. We make the best of what it is, and we fight through it. We fight through it. And I believe as a country, we got to fight through what's going on right now. And Steiny, you fought through what you had to fight through, and I appreciate you sharing that, man. I didn't expect it, and that's really, really big of you, man. That's really big of you to say that on these airwaves.
I appreciate you too, Steiny, because, and I'm being honest, I don't know if you remember, we had a soda after that, you and I, Steiny, and you shared with me exactly what you just told Bonte, and I swear to you, I drove home, and I said to myself in my car, in the caddy, Steinmetz is a good dude, because you said just, you echoed it just how you said it, and that bothered you when he hit you with, I could never do that or get away with it. And I'm telling you, Steiny, it was a change. Not that you are a bad dude, but that really bothered you. But it goes to who you are as a man. The fact that when Bonte used that, it just resonated with you. And I don't know if you remember telling me that. I'm looking like it's really bothering him. But again, that's kudos to you just for being that type of individual to where when Bonte said that, it affected you because you know good and you know bad.
And you know what? Let me share a story real quick before we go out to the phone lines. I want to get everybody on here. But that situation, I had a situation kind of like that at a journalism convention in Sacramento when I was going to City College of San Francisco. We'll go up to Sacramento. It's a state convention. And so it's one of these workshops. I walk in a row, and I accidentally kicked this girl's coffee over. I kicked her coffee over. And it, you know, it got over my socks, it got over my shoes, it got over her a little bit. And I was like, my bad, man, that's terrible. So I go in there and I'm just like, damn, I got to walk around with coffee in my socks and shoes all day. You know, I'm a broke little journalist here. What the hell am I going to do? So I see the girl in the hallway later on, about maybe 30 minutes later after the workshop's over. I go in the hallway, I see her, and I'm like, man, that's so fortunate, man. I got to walk around with coffee. She goes, you know, and she puts her finger in my face. You know, that's just wrong of you. You didn't do anything. You didn't offer to buy no. Just felt so entitled and put her finger in my face. And I said, don't you ever dare put your finger in my face. Don't do that. And a white guy out of nowhere comes up and pushes me. And I look at him and I go, and, you know, being where I'm from, I kind of just square it up. And everybody rushed to pull me back. Everybody, security grabbed me and had me pinned against the wall like I was the instigator. And later on that day, and I learned, I was just like, look, I can't react like that. I have to keep my composure. Guy pushes me. He was like 5'2". You know, come on, man. Like, what is going to happen here? This is not going to. But later on that day, security guards, he asked me, he goes, so what happened there? I thought you started everything. That's why we rushed you. Oh, and it was just like, damn. Because of who I was and what I looked like, I got rushed and attacked. And the white guy and the girl just walked off about their business, even though they instigated it. So that always kind of stuck with me in situations to where it's just like, look, I got to do a better job of reacting. I got to do it, especially in the workforce, because all eyes are on us, especially black people. All eyes are on us. People are going to be watching. Being the tallest in the room, sometimes it has its benefits, sometimes it doesn't. Somebody's always going to be looking at you. So I think that situation kind of helped me in the situation we were in, Steiny, a year ago, to where it was just like, I can't react to this right now, man. I can't do it. It's bigger, you know, it's so. That just kind of always stuck with me, man. But I appreciate you, Matt Steinmetz, for sharing that, man. That means a lot, man. You're trying to get me to choke up here, and I don't appreciate that. Let's go to Bay Rob here in San Francisco. Bay Rob, you're on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hanging in there, man.
Yeah, man. It's a tough time. But I just want to say something to the protesters, man, out here, man. We got to do better than that and realize that we out here for Floyd, and we not out here to destroy the moms and pops. We not out here to tear up stuff. We not out here to put ourselves in danger by going on the freeway, stepping in front of big rigs. People still got to work. People still got jobs and things to do. You know what I'm saying? Two cops got killed in Oakland standing in front of the federal building. And right. Somebody did a drive-by on them, and they didn't even have nothing to do with it. They just were standing there doing their job. We got to stop doing negative stuff and going backwards. We're going backwards right now. We got to hold each other accountable, and we got to tell someone if they decide to do something stupid, hey, no, I'm not here for this. I'm here to protest for justice. I'm not here to make things worse than what they are already. We already in a bad situation, and people don't understand that the devil is real, man. He provoked you when you're angry. So you need to understand what place you in and understand how to channel your anger and put it in a positive way instead of a negative way, and we keep tearing stuff down and tearing each other down. We got to figure out a way to move forward, man. We got to go forward. And I know one thing will all make us move forward, and that's love, man. We got to love each other, get hate out our heart. A lot of people got hate in their heart, and they don't even understand why they hate you. They just hate you. That don't make no sense, man. We got to come to a better understanding and understand the reasons why we feel these certain type of ways, man. That's all I got, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Bay
That's
Rob.
That's a great point, B.
Thanks.
Go ahead, B, because
it's all you, boo.
I feel like when people that are not black say, what's going on, people are looting, it's not right. They're correct, but they catch hell because it sounds like they're not focused on why they're looting. Protested is 100% Dr. Martin Luther King. But what we're seeing all across the country is not right. And if you want to call me a sellout or you want to say I'm not down for the cause, you'll be wrong. But fellas, Bonte Steiny, it's killing me that I'm watching people loot and take items for no reason at all. And they could give a damn about George Floyd and any other body that's lost their life to police brutality. So we have to speak on that, because to me, that just lets me know our country as a whole, and it's all colors doing the looting. It's sad. It's like, how can you be that short-sighted and not protest peacefully and tear down crap that people have spent their life building, but they're just okay with it, and the news is just running it on repeat? And I'm going to say this. So we're asking for us to all come together, all races, but let's put the rat on the table. When other ethnic races are watching black folks tear up stores or do these things, minorities, there's no way in hell you're bringing everybody together. You might be dividing it apart. And I guess that's what prism I'm looking at. And I just said that. I just said it, B. But when you do see them, when you do see black folk, that's the one that kind of just resonates with you. And I said it's not just white black folks, B. I did preference that.
I know. But, I hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. And you're right.
I just, people focus on it because they want to focus on it. They choose to focus on just black people looting and whatnot. And I don't condone it at all. I don't, JJ from Bonita Taqueria, I was talking to Butcher Boy last night because he's another white guy who's saying, B, how do I help? How do I help? My guy, Sean Singer, my former roommate, Philly Zoo, I call him from Philadelphia. How do I help, man? How can I understand this thing? And it's tough to explain, but like Bonita Taqueria, we've ordered from there many times here at 95.7 The Game. I think Kyle Madsen ordered from there a couple months ago. They hooked us up for the Super Bowl. He got his business broken into on Market Street. I don't condone that. Mom and pop stores, they don't deserve that. That's not right. That's not right. But it's just everybody doing it. But it seems like people want us to focus on, hey, look, it's the minorities doing it. Hey, look at here. When you look at all the videos from over the weekend, everybody's got a hand in it. Everybody's got a hand in it. And it's just not, that's what I'm talking about when we say it's not fair to just hone in on one. Yes, there's black people out there who shouldn't be doing what they're doing, and they're just doing it without being educated on why they're doing it. They're just doing it just to do it, to try to make a come up and make some money. That's, that happens. I've seen that happen. The 89 earthquake, my uncle came back to the house with two leather jackets with beepers on it. It's like, all right, dude, what are you doing here? We choose to focus on the wrong thing, and that's all. I want us to move forward. I think a way to change in this country is to focus on the right things and focus on the things that help us get better, not on just one narrative or this or that. We need to focus on one thing, and that's getting better here. Let's go to Mailman Steve in Napa. He's been waiting on hold. Mailman Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think we need to keep the eye on the prize here. In my mind, this is an opportunity to try to get some serious police reform accomplished. And I'm not here to bash all cops, because I know the majority of them are good cops. But the problem is the good cops cover up for the bad cops. And the video of Mr. Floyd getting killed is a perfect example. There were three other cops there who did absolutely nothing. So to all my white brothers and sisters out there that are tired of seeing this, you have the power. Call your mayor. Call your police chief. Call the heads of the police unions. Call your congressman. Demand police reform. The problem is cops, prosecutors, and judges all work together hand in hand. So it's hard to get any convictions on police officers going through the courthouse. So my idea is to make every officer involved death, make it a federal investigation. To me, that's got to be the first step. So if we keep our eye on the prize and try to get real police reform going, this might be the opportunity to get it done. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What do you guys think about that?
Steiny,
it's a start. I mean, it's a start. You know, I mean, I never understood. Like, to me, it was never that hard. This is what Kaepernick was kneeling for: police brutality. It was as simple as that. Like, why didn't everybody, why wasn't that just a no-brainer? I mean,
maybe they didn't want it to be. Stani, it's uncomfortable, right. Maybe. Maybe it's
probably
uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. Because who can be, like, honestly, who can be against police brutality? Mm. I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Who's going to say, yeah, you know, I think I'm for that? Nobody.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can look at that and say what happened to to that man was right.
It's justified, yeah. No, I'm with you.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Let's break here. Ian Williams coming up at 11 o'clock. If you're on a hold, stay on hold. We will get to you. Your voice is just as important as ours on a day like today. Ian Williams, former 49er, now on the NBC Sports Bay Area pre- and post-game show for the 49ers. Of course, our insider here at 95.7 a game. He was peacefully protesting over the weekend. It's going to be great to hear what Ian saw out there, the videos he took, and what Ian did to help peacefully protest over the weekend. Ian Williams, he's coming up here on BSNG, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Still open to serve the community they love with full-service banking. No compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.